Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello.
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Evan.
Hey, Evan, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been dating this girl, and something happened that has me a little confused. I feel like I'm in some kind of scary movie, and everyone knows what's going on besides me.
Wow, okay. So you're dating a psycho, then?
Well, that's just it. Like, I'm not sure.
Okay, start from the beginning. What is this girl's name?
Paige.
Okay, and how long have you guys been dating?
About a month and a half. We actually met at a grocery store. We were both looking for toilet paper, and I grabbed the last one, and, like, I saw her coming for it, so I just let her have it because I figured, you know, girls use that stuff more than guys do, so I'm trying to be polite about it.
What a gentleman! Okay, so you gave her toilet paper, and she gave you her heart.
Well, actually, I told her she could have it, but if I ran out, I was coming over to her place to use it, and she was like, you can come over, that's cool. So, you know, we start talking, and then we start texting each other, and pretty soon we're doing the, you know, quarantine dating, I guess.
You know, you might be one of the only couples who can say they met during the quarantine. That's actually pretty rare. So, okay, so you get to know each other. Now, how do you do that during a quarantine? What is quarantine dating like?
Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, one of us goes to the other's apartment and just eat dinner and watch TV. You know?
Okay, all right. So now where exactly does the whole scary movie part come in?
Right. So I've been at her apartment like, I don't know, like eight times or so. And she supposedly has this roommate who lives with her, but I've never seen her.
Okay.
So the apartment has two bedrooms. And every time I come over to the, you know, the roommate's bedroom door is shut and like she never comes out.
Ah.
Well, maybe she's just trying to give you guys like some privacy. I don't think that's, you know, so weird.
No. So here's the weird part. So last weekend I come over and we're making spaghetti and she puts this garlic bread in the oven and she forgot about it and it completely burned. So when she opens the oven, all this smoke comes out and her smoke alarms start crazy going off. So I'm like running around trying to open windows and get a breeze going. And I notice that her roommate still never opens the door. I mean, I totally understand the privacy thing, but if, like, a smoke alarm is coming off, I'm pretty sure someone's going to, like, come running out to see what's wrong.
Yeah, I would think so. So nobody came out then?
No.
And now, was she supposedly home at this time?
Yeah, because I asked Paige, like, you know, she wanted to tell a roommate not to freak out. And as I, you know, go towards the door, she had this worried look on her face. Like, don't open the door. She's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. So now this is getting a little interesting. So how would you describe her reaction to you? You said you went towards the roommate's door. What did she look like?
I mean, in a word, total panic.
Okay. Well, that's two words, but we get it.
Know what's in that room though. Like, what if it's something like her dead grandma's corpse just like sitting there in a rocking chair, like rotting away
No,
I didn't even tell you the best part. I actually know what's in that room.
Oh, okay. All right, now we're getting somewhere. So all right, so what's in the room?
So I made this little plan for myself. Like, when we were going to bed that night, I left my phone out in the kitchen on purpose. so that like right before we were going to sleep, I'm like, oh, I forgot my phone, so I could go and get it.
Okay. So, and did this plan work?
Yeah. So like I go to the kitchen and I pass the roommate's bedroom and I push the door open so I can peek inside.
Oh, all right. Hold on a second. Hold on. Maybe we should go to commercial before we finish this.
No. Don't you dare. I want to hear the end of the story right now. So what happened when you pushed the door open? Like, who was in the room?
Nobody. So I open the door and there's no roommate, no furniture. There's not this like this yoga mat in the middle of the room, and it's covered with stuffed animals. And there's a pink sheet that's hung up on the wall, and there's like pieces of glitter all over the floor, like glitter confetti or something.
But no roommate.
No, unless she was like hiding in a closet or something. I mean, there's not even a bed.
Wow. Okay. So all right. So either her roommate is like her pretend best friend she was from a kid, or she just didn't want you going into that room and maybe seeing her stuffed animal collection. Which, either way, that's a pretty weird thing to lie about.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But hold on, can you describe the room again? You said there was a yoga mat and stuffed animals, but what else?
Like glitter all over the floor, and there's like a pink bed sheet that's like hanging on the wall.
Was it like draped over something, or was it like, you know, hanging like a movie screen thing?
Yeah, kind of both. It was like hanging like a movie screen, but it's like kind of sagging in the middle.
Okay, did you happen to see like a tripod or like a stand of some sort?
No.
Okay, here's my theory. I don't think she has a roommate, but she is trying to hide something from you. And I think she could be a cam girl.
Oh!
Wait, she's what?
She's probably like a cam girl, or has, you know, one of those OnlyFans thing. Like, she probably goes in that room, does videos and live chats with people on her yoga mat, and she puts on costumes and does weird stuff like pop balloons and that cantaloupes. I don't know.
That might explain all of the glitter.
Yes, and the stuffed animals. Like, maybe she dresses all sexy and, I don't know, does something with the stuffed animals. Or...
Oh, my God. How weird. But weren't we just reading an article last week about how right now we're in the age of quarantine and the industry for cam girls is, like, through the roof right now?
Yes, and I know a girl who does it. Like, she makes thousands of dollars doing this.
Okay. So, listen, Evan, if you want, we can call Paige up and we'll see if that's what it is. But we can do it in a way that doesn't involve you at all. You'll be able to hear everything, but she won't know you're listening. Okay, is that something you want us to do? Please say yes.
I mean, I kind of want to know, you know, if it's all that stuff you said. So, yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Paige.
This is Paige.
Hi, Paige. My name's Ashley, and I was calling because I'm a recruiter for a huge cam girls website that features over 250 different girls and makes over $100,000 a week. And I saw a video that I think was yours, and I wanted to be sure that I have the right person.
How did you get my number?
So the people who do recruiting, they go check out different cam girl sites, and then they trace the IP number to an address, you know, and then we check whose name is registered to that address, get their phone number. And listen, I know it sounds super creepy, but I'm not some crazy, lonely guy trying to stalk you. I just wanted to make sure I have the right person. That was you I saw, right?
Maybe. I don't know what videos you saw.
Well, you were in a room with a pink backdrop, and there were some stuffed animals and I think, like, a bunch of confetti.
Oh, was that one of my cake videos?
Yes, the cake video, yes.
Okay, yeah, that was me.
Okay, perfect. Now, what kind of videos do you do mostly?
I do some cosplay, some dress-up stuff, feet stuff, and I do the cake videos.
Okay, and what do you do in the cake videos?
Mostly, I just get a cake, and usually a guy will ask me to roll around in it. It's usually a birthday cake or something. So I'll blow out the candles, and then I'll roll around in the cake and stuff like that.
Okay, and are you nude when you do it?
No, I don't do nudity. I'm usually in a swimsuit, like a bikini, or sometimes my underwear.
Okay, so would you be interested in joining up with our site? Our girls make a ton of money.
Yeah, sure. How do I get in touch with you?
Okay, I'm going to have somebody call you back this week. So is this a good number for you then?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to have somebody call you back later this week.
Okay, and what did you say your name was again?
I'm Ashley.
Okay, and what site is it so I can, like, check it out for myself?
It's actually, like, we have a bunch of sites. So one of them is called Cam Girls International.
Cam Girls International. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. So she does cake videos.
Yes.
Cake videos.
Yes.
And wow. Okay. That's a thing then.
I guess so.
All right. Now, Evan, now that you know the truth, like, what are you thinking after hearing all of this?
You know what's crazy? Like, I didn't say anything about it, but the whole room did smell like cake. Like, when you open the door, it smells like candy or something. Like, I thought it was, like, a scented candle or something.
Okay.
Okay, but more importantly, are you okay with this girl doing all of this on the side, then?
I mean, it's not like she's naked. Plus, she's not even my girlfriend, so we're just dating at this point.
Right.
You know, I just want to make sure she didn't have someone tied up in the room, like, hiding in the closet or something.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? I mean, listen, maybe for $100, she'll do it to you, film it, put it on the internet. There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.